This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The search is on for the gunman who assassinated the president of Haiti, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jovenel Moïse was shot and killed in his home. Ambassador Bouchid Edmond says it's the work of mercenaries.
This horrible act was carried out by well-trained professional killers, commandos. They were speaking Spanish.
Moïse had no political experience before becoming president, campaigning under the nickname Banana Man. He was a banana producer. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph is now in charge in Haiti. He told the AP he delivered a message to the people.
I asked them to keep calm, that everything is under control. And I also declare a state of emergency.
Haiti grew more unstable under Moïse's watch. Critics accused him of growing increasingly authoritarian. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Surfside, Florida have conceded that it is no longer a search and rescue mission in the rubble of a collapsed condominium. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The mission has shifted to a recovery effort. Authorities telling families privately there is no chance of life. Publicly, County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Please keep these victims and these families in your hearts and prayers.
The families were told by fire rescue officials that the listening devices and rescue dogs will be removed from the site, but that the crews are still dedicated to finding victims' remains, vowing to bring closure to those they can. Relatives sobbed in the background as that grim announcement was made. No one's been pulled out alive since the day of the collapse, June 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi dismissed 12 cabinet ministers, including the health minister, on Wednesday, in an effort to reinvigorate his government after fierce criticism of its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Several members of the ruling BJP party were sworn in at the presidential palace to replace those fired in the first cabinet reshuffle since Modi was reelected in 2019. Health Minister Harsh Vardhan, who was the face of the government's efforts to fight COVID-19, was asked to step down along with his deputy. National elections are not due until 2024, but several states, including the most populous state of Uttar Pradesh, are due to hold elections next year. The World Health Organization on Wednesday urged extreme caution for countries considering lifting COVID-19 restrictions, saying the transmission of the virus would increase regardless of high vaccination rates. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that even with high vaccination rates, too many regions of the world are seeing sharp spikes in cases.
The world is at perilous point in this pandemic. We have just passed the tragic milestone of 4 million recorded COVID-19 deaths, which likely underestimates the overall toll.
The WHO's Chief of Emergency Response, Dr. Michael Ryan, said it has been good to see a drop-off in hospitalizations and deaths, but the WHO continues to see in Europe and all its regions an increase in cases in the past week. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday pro-government forces had pushed back Taliban insurgents from parts of a northwestern city and regained control of official buildings after hours of fierce fighting. Taliban fighters have made rapid territorial advances across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies formally began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. A former Liberty University executive has filed a lawsuit alleging racial discrimination. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
The federal lawsuit filed Friday by Kelvin Edwards says he faced discrimination based on race under federal and Virginia law, as well as breach of contract. He is seeking more than $8 million in damages and other compensation. In a statement, Liberty categorically denied the allegations. Edwards' hiring was announced last August at a time when the Christian University was facing tough questions about its commitment to diversity and inclusion. I'm Walter Ratliff.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.